may have noticed that the Old Testament Sabbath was on the seventh day, whereas the Lord's Day is on the first day of the week. How did that change come about?
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. The Sabbath day, what is it? Do people need to observe it today? How is it to be observed? Listen on to a Bible study given at Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, England, on Sunday, the 4th of February, 2024.
Our subject this afternoon is the fourth of the Ten Commandments, which is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We may hear many different views on the Sabbath day and how it should be kept or whether it should be kept at all. Some professing Christians will go to chapel in the morning and then in the afternoon they'll go to the beach or do whatever they want. People seem to have different opinions on what this commandment means, and many professing Christians they'll agree with all the other nine commandments, but when it comes to this one, they'll say, no, that doesn't apply to us today. We don't need to worry about that. They'll say that's just an old Jewish commandment. So what are we to think about this? Now, God's people should be wanting to do that which pleases the Lord. We can't, by our obedience, deserve heaven. However many commandments we keep, we're never deserving of God's favour. We're never deserving of heaven. It's not a case of us building up points, as it were. We each one of us, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And even where we do those things which are right, they are still tainted by sin. We should never think that by our own obedience we deserve heaven, because we only deserve hell. The soul that sins, it shall die. That's what God's word declares. Our obedience should be out of love to the Lord. If we love someone, we don't want to do that which makes them, upsets them. We want to do that which pleases them. If we love the Lord, then surely we want to do that which pleases Him. And maybe you say, well, that's the problem. I don't feel that love. And when I look at God's word and all the things that He requires of us, I find it impossible and it seems so hard and so difficult. The law shows to us sin. The Apostle Paul says that the law is a schoolmaster
to bring us to Christ.
Maybe we feel that we have no love and we feel like we have no desire to follow the ways of the Lord, but the perfect standard that God demands, it's like the perfect white washed wall, and compared to that, you see the blackness of something that's dirty. And so it's just, that's what the law does. It shows us. It shows us our sin. It shows us how we fail to come up to God's perfect standards, and shows us our need of a righteousness which is perfect. And that righteousness is only found in Jesus. That is where we need to fly, and the Lord is the only one who can give us that love and desire to want to please Him and to want to follow Him. As we come then to this commandment, the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What did this mean for the Old Testament church, for the Israelites? What was it all about? What were they to do? How were they to keep it? So this commandment is repeated in various places throughout the Old Testament. And if we look in Exodus 35 and verse 2, It says, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. So it wasn't just a day of rest, it was a day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. The Israelites, they weren't to work, but they weren't just to be lazing around eating and drinking all day. It was a Sabbath to the Lord. It was a day set aside for the worship of God. And disobeying this commandment was so serious that the punishment for disobeying it was the death penalty. And that's the same punishment as was given for murder and for adultery. So for the Israelites, disobeying this commandment was a very serious disobedience. So as we go through the Old Testament, we also see that for the Israelites, this wasn't meant to just be a day of drudgery. It was to be a day when they delighted in the Lord, as all true worship is. It's true worship is from the heart. And so the keeping of the Sabbath was to be not just something they did because they had to do it, but truly keeping it was to delight in it and to delight in the Lord. So we today, we're not in the Old Testament. We're a New Testament. We're in the New Testament, and we are a New Testament church. As I said at the beginning, many people will say, well, the Old Testament Sabbath, that was something for the Jews to do. We don't need to do it now. And you may have noticed that the Old Testament Sabbath was on the seventh day, whereas the Lord's Day is on the first day of the week. How did that change come about? There are many laws in the Old Testament. When Moses was given the Ten Commandments, he was also given the instructions for the way in which God was to be worshipped by the Israelites. He was given the detailed instructions for the tabernacle and how it was to be built and the things that were to be done. And there's also, we have the whole of Leviticus, which is full of laws. And there's laws about what kind of things the Israelites were to eat, what sort of things they were to wear. And we don't follow those things today. They were not to wear mixed fabrics, and they were not to eat certain types of meat. And so some people would point to all these things and say, oh, well, those laws were just, they were just for that time. If we look into Galatians and Galatians 2, we see there how in the New Testament, in the early church, how the non-Jewish Christians, they were not required to be circumcised. Paul, he withstood Peter to the face because Peter, he dissembled from those Gentile believers because they weren't circumcised. And Paul says they don't need to be circumcised. That was part of the old law. It was a law which only applied to the Israelites for a specific time. We might call that the ceremonial law. And also, if we look in Hebrews 10, we see that the tabernacle and all those things were a shadow of things to come. They were a picture of Christ and what he would do. Paul clearly shows that the ceremonial law was for a limited time in the Old Testament dispensation, but does not apply today. But the Ten Commandments are God's moral law. You'll notice that it says, remember the Sabbath. The Sabbath was not a new thing. Right there in the creation week, on the seventh day, God hallowed that day and set the pattern for one in seven days to be set aside for the worship of God. And in that pattern, right there in the beginning, the first week of the earth, on that seventh day, God beheld the glory of his creation, and there setting that pattern for people throughout time to having that one day to consider the glory of the Lord. And the reason why the day was changed to the first day of the week was because, as we read in John 20, Jesus rose on the first day of the week. And so the New Testament church, the first day of the week, the day that the Lord rose, that is for them to remember his life, his death, and his rising again. It's a perpetual remembrance of him. Surely the Lord's people should delight to spend a day thinking on the things of God and being with his people and hearing his word. It should be a foretaste of heaven, an oasis in the desert of the week. It's not meant to be a day where we just laze around all day and don't spend our time thinking about the Lord. It can, especially when we're young, the Lord's Day can feel like we maybe dread it. We're going to have to sit through several hours of services and not be allowed to do the things that we normally do. But those that are parents have a duty to teach and to instruct. And so the Lord's Day is one of the best opportunities that they have to do that. It's not a day just for lazing around, as we see from the principle of what the commandment was for the Israelites. It wasn't just a rest, it was a rest, a Sabbath unto the Lord. And as I said at the beginning, if we find the day a drudgery and we feel no desire for it and no enjoyment of it, the Lord is able to work that in us and to give us a desire and to give us a love for his day and to make it the best day of the week to us.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.